Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette mom credits her children as heroes after medical emergency. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Gillette mother is calling her two children heroes after their quick thinking helped save her life during a severe allergic reaction last week. Sarah James, 35, shared her story in a TikTok video that has since captured the attention of thousands of viewers and even national media attention, including Inside Edition. James explained that on September 10th, she underwent knee surgery and was recovering at home when 2 days later she began experiencing an allergic reaction, possibly related to her medications. Her 10-year-old son Lucas and his sister Lucy arrived home from school to find their mother struggling. She asked them to call her best friend, who then dialed 911. Lucas quickly located his mother's EpiPen while Lucy contacted their grandparents, who lived nearby. James's friend arrived within minutes and administered the EpiPen, but James became unresponsive. Video later broadcast by Inside Edition shows the children tearfully hugging each other as they feared for their mother's life. Moments later, a Gillette police officer and the children's grandmother arrived. Lucas opened the door and pleaded with the officer, "Save my mom." A short time later, the officer came out and assured the children their mother would be okay, even giving them a high five for their bravery. In the interview with Inside Edition, Lucas described his actions that day.
Springing into action was really going through my mind. I'm like, I gotta do this, and then I gotta do this. I gotta keep Lucy calm, and she has to keep me calm.
James later spent 4 days in the ICU before recovering. In her TikTok video, she praised her best friend, parents, first responders, and especially her children.
They're just amazing. I mean, they're so smart. They're incredible. They're just amazing kids.
Joint Wyoming-Colorado operation nets multiple arrests in truck safety sweep. The Wyoming Highway Patrol and Colorado State Patrol teamed up this week in a joint commercial carrier enforcement detail that led to multiple arrests and dozens of vehicles being taken off the road. According to a press release from the Wyoming Highway Patrol, the mobile enforcement and education team operation was staged Tuesday on U.S. 287 south of Laramie, where troopers and inspectors stopped 82 commercial vehicles to check for compliance with federal safety regulations. One box truck driver already cited in Colorado earlier this month was arrested after failing to meet English language proficiency requirements and attempting to bypass the inspection site. Two others were arrested for driving without a commercial license, while Colorado troopers made an additional arrest on a statewide warrant. In total, inspectors placed 16 drivers and 24 vehicles out of service, citing violations ranging from licensing issues to faulty brakes. The Highway Patrol says the crackdown is part of ongoing efforts to keep Wyoming roadways safe for all travelers. That's it for your Basin Radio Network News. I'm Terry Shalane.